home, go grab your Bibles. We're going to give you some scriptures to consider. If you're driving, then just listen up, and we'll give you all these scriptures. We'll tell you where it's coming from, and we'll tell you what it says. So anyway, how's it going with you, Mike?
Same stuff, different day.
Right now. We're going to have exciting stuff in a different day.
We need some excitement.
Let's talk about some exciting stuff.
I think everybody needs excitement.
We do. We all do. And I, you know, hopefully this message, the Lord gave me this morning, and hopefully this message is going to encourage you, and hopefully this message is going to give you perspective on your life and your day-to-day goings and comings and goings and all that. So, you know, our lives seem to be, Mike, centered around time. You know, it's like we wake up at a certain time, unless we're men of leisure like you and I, and we're retired. But you know what? I still wake up pretty much at the same time. And I mean, I don't need an alarm or anything. But anyway, if you're working, you get up at pretty much the same time every morning, right?
That's right.
So that means you have breakfast pretty much at the same time every morning. That means you have your shower or bath pretty much every time, you know, whether you have the shower bath after work or you have it before work, you've got that routine built up.
Yeah, you know, everything is based on time.
You know exactly when to leave home to get to work on time. And wow, what if on the way something unforeseen happens, like an accident or a big traffic jam? And then all of a sudden your heart starts racing because guess what? I'm going to be late today. And we need that job to pay our bills. And some companies, if you're late a certain amount of days, they write you up.
That's right.
And if you're late a certain amount of days after that, they terminate you. So again, back to, okay, we leave the house at a certain time, and unless there's something unforeseen, we know we're going to be a couple minutes early to work because we know exactly what time we have to go to work, be at work. So if you're lucky enough to get a break somewhere to go get a beverage or something, then you know exactly when that break time is, and then all of a sudden it's time for lunch, and you know exactly what time that is. I mean, are you getting this routine? It's a routine. It's something we get into.
Yeah.
You know, work stops at certain amount of time. Let's say 5 o'clock. Work stops. Everybody leaves. Get in your car, and you know exactly how many minutes or hours, depending on traffic jams, it's going to take to get back home. Then you got to cook dinner. Then you have to sit down and eat it. And then you might have a few minutes to mow the grass or to do housework or laundry or whatever. So when you really think about it, man, we are slaves to time.
Our lives are scripted, Rich.
They are.
In today's society, everybody's life is scripted. And like you said earlier, it's a routine. And what happens is, you get into routine and you do the same things over and over, and you don't really think about it. And that's, unfortunately, that's the way it is. But you don't have time for the Lord.
Well, and that's what we're going to talk about is, you know, trying to live inside, because that's where Christ lives. That's where the Lord lives. You are the temple of God, and He lives there. So we're going to try to talk a little bit today about trying to live outside of time. You can still be on time. You can still be someone that's reliable and dependable and gets to work on time and all that. But you can internally, you can live outside of time.
That's right.
I mean, just a good example is this. So many people out there try to figure out how long they're going to live, right?
Yeah.
They try to figure it out. Okay, my mom lived this long. My dad lived this long. Man, you can't do
that. I did that.
I think most people have done it. You can't do that. Living outside of time says, look, it's irrelevant what's happened here on this earth with parents or grandparents or whatever. The doctors will say that I'm wrong. It is relevant. Well, let me tell you, it isn't relevant if you're living in those heavenly realms that God wants us to live in. Living in those heavenly realms, you're not thinking about that. You're not thinking about death because you're an eternal being. And we're going to talk about what's eternal and we're going to talk about what's temporal. And that's how we're going to start this thing off is, you know, there are things that are temporal that we deal with on a day-to-day basis, and there are things that are eternal. And the first thing we have to get through our head is we are eternal beings.
Well, I think this is a good message for today because you started off when talking about the press conference later on this afternoon, and my wife and I have been talking all through this whole thing. We're not worried about this because we know God is in control.
Yeah. It doesn't mean you go out and do something silly.
Yeah.
I mean, you still use wisdom.
You use common sense. And
right.
You use wisdom. That's right.
Right.
But the overall thing of it, there is no fear in our life of it.
God's in control.
And we believe that he's going to keep us safe and, you know, and that's all part of it because, you know, our lives are based on, if you look at your life, it's based on different seasons in your life. Different things happen during different times in your life. And each of those seasons is entirely different.
And we're not saying if you do get COVID that you don't have any faith and you don't not believe.
Not at all. I don't mean that at all.
No, I know you don't. And so, you know, if you do get COVID, you know what? It's not going to matter because God's still in control.
In control.
I mean, it doesn't matter with your physical health. Yeah, it matters. But in the spiritual realm, it doesn't matter because he's in control. And, you know, and all at that point, you just get the prayer warriors out and start praying. Not that that should be the time to do it. You should do it beforehand. You should do
right.
it during, after. I mean, prayer should occur at all time. It says pray without ceasing. So what's that mean? It's just constantly having in your heart, which is your soul, you have God on your mind. Constantly, 24/7, even when you're sleeping, God is on your mind. I mean, I go to bed, I don't necessarily do it every night, but I want to. If I forget because I'm tired, I forget. But I say, Lord, give me sweet dreams about you. I want to dream about the Lord. I want to dream spiritual, prophetic dreams. And so, you know, sometimes he does, sometimes he doesn't. But, you know, it doesn't matter. I'm going to still ask. You know, ask and it shall be given. You know, seek and you'll find and knock and that door will be open. Some of you are knocking out there. Some of you are asking. Some of you are seeking. And some of you are doing all three.
That's right. That's right.
And if you're doing all three, guess what? There's a beautiful outcome to those askings, seekings, and prayings. There's a beautiful outcome. We will receive.
Yeah. And, so, you know, we're talking about spending time with the Lord, and we're talking about, you know, how in today's society, how it's so hard to do. You know, one of the ways that I do it is I still work a couple days a week. When I'm in the car, I turn the radio off.
Yeah. You just meditate.
Turn off the stuff around you. You know, give yourself some quiet time. You'd be surprised how easy it is to have quiet time in the car.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the Lord this morning gave me 2 Corinthians 4:18, and you'll have to bear with me. I did not bring my reading glasses, so I had to take one contact out and throw it away so that I can read a little bit better. So the good news is it was time to replace them anyway. The bad news is I got to drive home. Okay, so here we go. Turn in your Bibles to 2 Corinthians 4:18. Says, while we look not. I mean, there it is right there, Mike. It says not. We look not at the things which are seen. And the Lord's talking about our natural eyesight.
That's right.
Not our spiritual eyesight, but our natural eyesight. So it says, while we look not at the things which are seen. You know, you may be in a situation right now where things look pretty bleak. You know, you may be in a situation where you're getting evicted, or you may be in a situation right now where you got a bad health report, or a family member or a close friend got a bad health report. Don't look at that. Don't look at that. We're going to read on here, and what you should be looking at, it says, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. Okay? Speaking to those things that aren't as if they were. Clyde's listening right now.
Yeah.
So, okay, what's that mean? Okay, it says, don't look at those things that are seen, but look at the things that aren't seen. Okay? In other words, look at things with your spiritual eyes and ears, not with your physical eyes and ears. Okay? It says, for the things which are seen with your natural eyes are temporary. They're temporal. But the things which are not seen are eternal. So, what does that mean? That means that the Word of God comes in many forms. One is the Bible.
That's right.
But there are other forms too. And that's the small, still voice that you might hear, you know, in praying. Or you could be in the middle of the city and someone's, you know, working a jackhammer and there's traffic and horns honking and whatever. But he finds a way to still let you hear with your spiritual ears that small, still voice. So what we do with that small, still voice is listen and obey. For there's no other way. God's never given me poetry yet, but I guess right there is the beginning. No. Anyway, so let's look at that again. We, meaning us, everyone listening today, look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, temporal. But the things which are not seen are eternal. Guess what? We are eternal beings. We're eternal beings.
That's right.
I mean, it's clearly in the Bible that we are eternal beings. So if we are eternal beings, we need to start thinking and seeing things and hearing things from an eternal perspective. That word temporal or temporary is those things that have an expiration date. I like that. Those things that have an expiration date, those are things that are temporary. And the things that are eternal, Mike, have, of course, no expiration date. There is no date. There is no time when it comes to the eternal. So just to give you a good example is, I don't know why lately we've been buying bread, and before we can get much past halfway of the loaf, it's spoiling. It's getting mold on it. It's really weird. We have a drawer in our house, the old-fashioned drawer where you put the bread in. And it started doing it there. So we thought, well, we'll just leave it out on the kitchen table. And it started doing it there. So I don't know. Maybe God's teaching me the definition of temporal or temporary. But The example is this. Everything you buy anymore, it seems that there's an expiration date, right?
That is correct.
That tells you it's temporary. That stuff isn't going to stay good for very long. So there's an expiration date on it. The things that are eternal, you know what? I've never seen anything stamped on me with an expiration date.
Not that I know of.
I mean, some people say, well, your expiration date's when you died. No, it didn't. You just walk from one dimension into another. That's all it is.
That's right.
But don't sit there and think that you're laying in the ground somewhere. I mean, that's why I think a lot of people are starting to get a reality on this old shell that we lay down. And that is the polls say that cremation is off the charts because people realize there's nothing there anyway.
There's nothing there anyhow.
And I'm going to save my family a whole, and I'm not making a plea for people to be cremated because I don't care what you do, but I'm just saying that, you know, you're going to leave more money to your wife or your kids or whatever if you go the cremation route because it's a lot cheaper. But it doesn't matter. You're not going to be there whether you get the finest, what do they call those things? Caskets and mausoleums. You know, if they pay $50,000 for your casket and mausoleum and the ceremony and all that, guess what? That body's still dead.
Yeah.
Whether you get a $500 cremation or you do the $50,000 thing. So anyway, I digress. Sorry about that. But
that's
anyway.
Right.
So anyway, you're talking about an expiration date on most everything we come in contact with out there. There's an expiration date that's not stamped on a car because some expiration dates are a lot longer than others because you take care of your car and
sure.
you get it serviced.
Sure.
But basically everything you see, car, house, whatever, I mean, if a big tidal wave comes by and takes your house out, that was your expiration date on your house,
date.
You know?
Right.
So whatever it is, if you're looking in the natural, things decay, things rust, things mold, things disintegrate, whatever. If you're looking in the eternal realm, it's forever. There is no expiration date.
There is. You're right, Rich. There is no expiration date. And that's because that Christ is in you, and he is your hope of glory. And, you know, what that means is if he's in you, you're in him. And together you're one, you know. And it's just your spirit is always there. That's what it is. It's not it doesn't have anything to do with time or anything like that. It's like you said, it's eternal, and eternal means forever.
The whole thing is oneness.
Yeah, it's oneness.
It's oneness. It's unity. And that's as a body and one with the Lord, like you were saying. His mercies are new and afresh every morning. Guess what? Everything's new and afresh every morning with the Lord. No matter what happened the night before, you know, let's say you went to bed worried, concerned, upset, angry, bitter. You know what? You can wake up, hopefully take care of it that night. But if you don't, you can wake up the next morning and you can start afresh.
Yeah, you have a whole new perspective.
Whole new day.
Yeah.
Whole new day. Well, I'm gonna read this thing about time, okay? It's the limitation. Boy, I don't want to be limited. Do you? It says the limitation of man's consciousness of space. I know that might sound a little heavy, but that's what it is. Time limits us, whereas the eternal just gets bigger and bigger and bigger and expands and expands and expands. God wants us to live outside of time and space. Yeah, but I still have to go to the job. I still have to pay bills. Yeah, you have to do all that. But guess what? Inside, you're an eternal being.
Well, and the Bible even says you take care of your responsibilities.
Exactly. And it makes your attitude better. Because your attitude will depend on whether you're down or up that day.
That's right.
If you're down, guess what? Keep the same attitude and you're going to stay down. If you're up, guess what? Yeah, things are still going to come your way, challenges and problems and whatever. They're still going to come your way. But guess what? If your attitude is up, you're going to rise above all that stuff.
Well, if, you know, Rich, if your attitude is down and you're going through things, through some problems or whatever you're going through, when you're down, those things grow. When you're up, you find solutions. When you're down, you don't find solutions.
Because you're in the mully grubs.
You look for more things to go wrong. You know, I mean, I've done it myself 1,000 times. You know, I know I have. But I know that if I'm in the right frame of mind and I believe the Lord's in control, I can sit back and say, okay, you know. I had a gentleman tell me one time that one of the lessons he's learned over the years is when someone, we got phone calls.
Okay, you are on the air. God bless you. How are you today?
Thank you for blessing me, and I know that somewhere you have been praying for me. This is Bobby from taking the millstone off my neck.
Yeah, I remember you, Bobby. God bless you, brother.
Thank you. That beautiful wife of mine, she taught me, I just got in the car from my work, I'm going home for lunch, the attitude should be gratitude. I always say, hey, you got some attitude? She's like, my attitude is gratitude.
Amen.
For our Lord. So I've learned a lesson from that beautiful wife of mine that my attitude should be gratitude, and that comes through the Holy Spirit and the teachings of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen. And you are a blessed man. You just need to thank God every day that he gave you that wife.
Well, amen to that, and I appreciate it. And I love when I get in the car and I'm, you know, 88.3 is always on my radio station when I hear you guys praying for all of us in the community and everywhere. And hearing the scripture, I just am so thankful that I've been able to just hear your message, and I will continue to pray for y'all.
Appreciate
it, Bobby. Do appreciate that, Bobby, and God bless you, and thank you for calling in. That word of encouragement really does revs us up, you know, puts gas in the tank, brother. So thank you so much for calling, and blessings to you and your wife and family, and we just pray God's best in your life.
Well, it's working, and I greatly appreciate it because you were very important that day that you told me to get that millstone off my neck. And I will, you know, like you say sometimes, you know, you'll have your days where you kind of regress, but don't. You got to push forward, and you got to keep asking the Lord for his help and get that off and quit judging and start loving and speaking the truth.
Amen, brother.
You know, Bobby, sometimes when I get in that regression mode, I just say, okay, Lord, what are you trying to show me here?
Exactly. And we got to listen, take a moment of quiet contemplation, and let it receive and go work it.
That's right.
So amen to that, for sure.
And the word.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the last bit.
Thank you so much. God bless and peace be with you.
And peace be with you, brother. And have a blessed rest of the day.
Thank you. Be safe.
Okay, you too. God bless. Bye-bye. Okay, Bobby. Yeah, we haven't heard from Bobby. He's a great guy, man.
We got
another one coming in here. Okay. Okay, you are on the air. God bless you, and thank you for calling.
God bless you guys. I listen to you every week.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, brother.
I'm a little weak. I just buried my brother next to me, and I know he's
God.
But, you know, it's just tough. The last 2 years, I lost another brother, I lost my mom, and sometimes you get a little weak, you know. Now I'm weak, and now I'm strong, but, you know, sometimes I get up in the morning, and I just get weak thinking about my brother. You know, I need prayer.
You came to the right place, brother. You came to the right place. Now, is your radio on, sir?
Yes.
Can you turn that down? Because I had a little bit of trouble hearing you. So just if you could turn that down, I want to make sure I hear your prayer request so that we can go right to it.
I just want you to pray for my for me, my brother. I just buried my brother Joseph Tuesday in Cleveland, and you know, right now I know he's in a better place. He's a good man, but I'm a little weak right now.
Okay, I got you. God's got you, brother. God has got you. I tell you, I feel for your loss, brother. I really do, and I will tell you this. God heals the brokenhearted, and your heart's broken, and I understand why. Losing a loved one is definitely, as far as I'm concerned, the toughest thing we can ever go through in this life. And so we're going to pray for you right now. And Father, I just come to you right now, lift my brother up to you. You know exactly. You know his heart, Lord, and it's pliable. You have the opportunity here to make good in all this, because I can tell this brother influences other brothers and sisters. And so, Lord, I just pray right now you strengthen him in the inner man, that you bring your power, Lord. You bring your authority to overcome the loneliness, to overcome the disappointment that he's lost his brother, to overcome the grief. Not that we don't grieve. We still want to grieve, but the hurt that comes with grieving. Take away the hurt, Father. Heal the brokenhearted. You said that's what you do. So, Lord, we're just reminding you of your word. Your word is true and never comes back void. And so, Father, we just love our brother here. We know you love him. And, Father, just bring his peace and joy into his heart. That he's, you know, he's going to see his brother again someday, and his brother's in that cloud of witness, and that his brother's looking over him, and his brother is preparing the way. And so, Father, we just thank you for the brother having the courage to call up and to just lay it all out there. Yes. And that is a heart that's fixed on God. And, brother, he said if you search him with your whole heart that you're going to find him. And I know you already found him, and I know you're already dealing with this grief and this loss. But you know what? It gets better every day. I mean, I've lost my parents, and I still think about them almost every day. But I don't have the pain that I had when they first passed. And so we just encourage you, and we ask you, Lord, to just bring that peace and joy that is lacking right now. And, Lord, you got to bring your presence, because in your presence is fullness of joy. So, Lord, we just pray your presence all over our brother here today. In Jesus' name. Mike, you got anything?
I do. Brother, I just want to encourage you to keep seeking the Lord through this time of grief and pain and what's going on in your life. And I truly believe that the Lord is going to show you something really amazing through this whole time about you and about your family, about your brother. And he's just going to lift you up to a place you've never been walking with him in your walk with the Lord. And I believe that with all my heart. And I just give you all the praise, Father, for this gentleman to be able to, like Rich said, have the courage to just lay himself out before him, before the Lord right now, with all the things that are going on in his life. And Father, just give him peace and comfort.
Yeah, brother, you love the Lord and you've been called. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, I knew it. I knew it. I just wanted you to confess it, but I knew it. Well, listen, God's going to find a way, and you're going to see the good in all this, because all things, the bad, the good, the ugly, it all works together for your good.
for them that love the Lord. Yes, and I love
Amen.
Him. I love him. I love him. I love him. I love him with all my heart and soul. I love the Lord. I love the Lord. I know we can't stay here forever, but, you know, we just don't want to see our loved ones leave us right now. We just don't want, but, Lord, I know he's in your hands.
Amen. Well, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of people out there that wish they had a brother like you, because,
you
boy, we can just see in the spirit the love you have for this brother. And if you have this kind of love for your brother, you have to have this kind of love for the Lord and for all other mankind.
Oh, yes. I really do. I really, really do. I really love the Lord, because you don't know what he's done for me. He brought me back a mighty long way. That was burnt. Put my face down, and they said I never walked again, but the Lord let me walk. And it's been over 20 years. I'm walking.
Hallelujah.
They said I never walk again, but I'm walking and talking. And if you don't look at my skin, you know I've never been burnt. So God is a good God.
He is all the time, and you are, my brother, an inspiration to many who are listening right here today.
He's so good. I can't even tell it all, as the song says. I can't tell it all, because he's been so good to me.
Yes, see, amen, amen, amen. Well, you know, call back and let us know from weeks to come as far as how the Lord is working in the midst of this pain and suffering that you're going through. It's all, you know, he's going to take that garment of praise and put it right on you, brother.
Okay, I believe it. Just sometimes you get, like the song said, dollar weak, a dollar strong. Right now, just a little weak, but I haven't given up on him, but I'm just a little weak right now. But I know he's going to see me through.
He's got you.
When you're weak, he likes it when you're weak, brother. He loves it when you're weak, because then he can be strong.
Yes, yes, yes. And right now, I'm pretty weak, but he's helping through it.
And he will continue. And thank you so much for calling, and God bless. God's best to you and your family in their moment of sadness. And we just encourage all of you to just continue to lift each other up. And be strong for each other in Jesus' name.
Yes, and thank you for that prayer. Thank you.
God, you got it. You. Have a great day. Okay, so we have some people here.
We have another one.
Okay, another one. Okay, you are on the air. God bless you. Thank you for calling.
Hey, hello. My name is Dante.
Hey, Dante, can you turn your radio down just a little bit, because we're getting an echo here.
Okay. Yes, my name is Dante. Oh, I got to get my Bible. Hold on. Yes, my name is Dante, and I was just calling to ask. I used to follow some a different type of thing, and I used to scribble where it said God, Lord Jesus, and Holy Spirit, and I'd be reading in the Book of Revelation when it's going to be the end. Say, and if any man should take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God should take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. I be trying to ask some people, like, when I read that, when I see that, you know, and I did do that, you know, for something else, but I know now that it's all about the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
But when I read that, it made me feel like, you know, I done messed up, though.
No, brother, no, you did not. Don't feel any condemnation at all. I mean, we're all walking this thing out. And God loves you, brother, just where you are and how you are and whatever. And trust me, if you care about what you just said, then you haven't done anything wrong. God loves you right where you are. God's the teacher, you know. He uses pastors and teachers and evangelists and all that, but he is the teacher. And if you hear revelation coming from someone, then it's the Holy Spirit doing the talking. It's not that man or woman doing the talking. The Holy Spirit is the teacher. So you keep asking, seeking, and knocking the Lord, knocking on the door of the Lord's heart, and he will open it. And you know, if you get confused by what you hear on radio or television or what you're reading, just kind of put it away, because if God wants it to come back, he'll bring it back. But he's going to, everybody's walk is, you know, it's your own walk. And so he's going to take you down this road. He knows exactly what you have need of. He said, I'll supply all your need according to my riches and glory. So, yeah, there is no condemnation to him who is in Christ Jesus. So you've done nothing wrong. Just keep that heart where it is. You're searching. And you know what? When you ask, you're going to receive. When you seek, you're going to find. And when you knock, that door is going to be open. So keep asking, seeking, and knocking, brother.
Okay. Yeah, it just, like, when I read that, you know, it just, you know, I know what I did, you know.
Well, yeah, don't just keep praising the Lord. I mean, praising the Lord is critical, because a lot of times he'll speak to you through your praise. He'll speak to you through your prayer. He'll speak to you in other ways. So just be aware constantly of the Lord and his presence, because his presence is in your life. Christ in you is your hope of glory. And guess what? If God's right there, he's more than capable of speaking to you in that same place.
Yeah, I've been dying to ask, calling the eggs about this.
Oh, we're glad you did, brother.
Well, hey, Dante, I've been in your spot. I know exactly what you're talking about. I've been exactly where you've been.
We all have.
And I can tell you, if you continue, like Rich said, to keep seeking the Lord and keep your heart open and your mind open to what the Lord's doing in your life, believe me, he. If you feel like you've messed up, you don't have to worry. Lord knew it. And he's already taken care of it. So you don't even have to go back to the past. You need to keep moving forward in the Lord.
Amen.
And you will hear his voice more and more every day, and you'll understand more and more about the Lord every day.
Brother, the Lord doesn't keep an account of our wrongdoings,
no.
You know?
No.
I know that's really difficult. It was hard for me to get that revelation, but I'm telling you, I'm telling you, you get that revelation, it'll change your life. And you may already have it, but I'm just saying, get that revelation that God loves you. I mean, I love my kids. I love my grandkids. But you know what? There's nothing they could do that could stop me from loving them. Well, God loves us even more.
Well, you know, Rich, I put this up on our sign at church last week. God is not mad at you. And he's never mad at you. He loves you.
He's madly in love with you.
And you remember that. God is not mad at you, because he knows we make mistakes. You know, if you can find somebody out there that's never made a mistake, you need to call back and let me know his name, because I want to know his secret.
We'd love to have him on the program.
It was okay.
Another thing, it's just like when I read that, I ask about it, just like, you make me feel good, like I ain't doing nothing wrong, but when I read that, it just, I don't know.
Well, you know what? I say put that down for now. Go back into the Psalms, go back into maybe the Gospels, or go back and, you know, I sit there, you know, if I really have an issue that I'm dealing with, I'll sit there and just quiet with the Bible on my lap, and I'll say, Lord, is there any answer you have for me that's in the Bible, or do you want to just speak it to me? But, you know, I need an answer, you know, and maybe you won't get it right that second. I've had the Lord say, go to John 17, verse 3. I mean, I've had him not say anything, you know, but then the next day something happens. But just if something like that comes up, put it down, go to another chapter and verse and another book of the Bible, and let him speak to you through that.
Okay, I understand.
Can we pray for you, brother?
Yeah.
We just want to thank you for Dante right now. for having the courage to call this program today and ask for guidance. Father, you know, we're not the guide. You're the guide.
Amen.
And Father, we just ask that you to reach right down into Dante's heart and you touch him in places he's never been touched before. And Father, lift him up and give him an understanding of what he's reading and what he's trying to understand about you. Show him yourself clearly, much more clearly than you have been, so he can have the right foundation to walk forward in you, Father. And Father, we just ask that you let him continue to seek you, Father, with all his heart. And we're just going to give you all the praise and glory for what you're doing in Dante's life. Amen.
And Dante, I just right now pray over you a spirit of wisdom and revelation.
Amen.
Wisdom, the Lord said, just ask for it. Just ask for it. So right now, when you hang up, we've already prayed it over you, but just go ahead with yourself and with your own confession and pray for wisdom that the Lord would guide you into what book to read, because, you know, he can bring it about in bite sizes so that you can swallow it. And so just ask the Lord to give you wisdom and a spirit of revelation to reveal Jesus Christ in all the scriptures, because Jesus is in all of them, Old Testament, New Testament. Jesus is the reason for the Bible. He is the reason that we're here. And so just I pray that over you right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Well, thank you.
Yes, sir. And you keep listening, and we want to hear some good reports next week or the week after, okay?
Yeah. I'm going to leave with this, though.
Okay. Thank you, Dante. God bless you. Okay, so people are in a talkative mood today, and we love it. We love it. There's another one. Oh, my gosh. Okay, God bless you. You're on the air, and thank you for calling.
God bless you and keep you is my prayer, too. I just want to say to the callers that called in and for everybody that's listening, faith is not knowing that God can, but faith is knowing that God will.
And you know what? And it's also knowing that in some cases he's already done it.
Yeah. All he asks is that we be patient and wait on him. Be a good courage. It's going to happen.
Amen. Amen.
Every day. But we still, because we can't see the air, we think we can keep on breathing. Just because we ain't seeing God, I mean, we got to stop believing.
Yep, we do, and the faith is in everybody, and we just need to build that faith.
Yeah, that's all.
Well,
that's
thank all you so much say. For calling, sis. Do you have any prayer requests?
Just prayer for everybody that stands in the need of prayer. I can't call everybody's name. God knows who it is, and please don't forget about me.
Well, we just pray in the name of Jesus. Lord, you have a daughter that is hungry for you, Lord. And we just pray that you satisfy that hunger. Just keep pouring in her, Lord. I can tell she has a mantle on her of ministry. And Lord, that you would just reveal to her more clearly maybe what her vision is for where she's heading, and that, Lord, that you have already equipped her and you will continue to equip her for anything and everything that she will do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And thank you for that prayer. And I'm going to get off the phone because I'm headed back in the door to work, but I would like to say we appreciate you guys, and I'm going to call back.
Yes, please.
I'm going to call back because everybody say, what's your title? I say, I'm just a servant, just trying to tell somebody God is still in charge.
Amen. And that's a humble attitude. And you know what he says, humble yourself before the Lord, and who's going to lift you up?
If we just learn to be patient, that's all it is now. It's the waiting game. And be patient and waiting on him. That's more than enough, because the retirement benefits serving the Lord is out of this world.
I love that. That is awesome. Well, God bless you, sis, and have a great rest of the day.
And God keep y'all. It's my prayer, and y'all have a blessed and wonderful life in the Lord.
You too.
Amen, and thank you for the words of encouragement. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Okay, we got to do some business real quick.
And we still want you to call. I mean,
absolutely.
We, the Lord, the Holy Spirit is here.
He's moving
today.
He's
moving, and he, you know what? When the Holy Spirit's moving, everything's
better.
Get
out of the way.
Everything's better. and you know what? He breaks those yokes. If you've got something that's really troubling you, the Spirit is here, and it's not just in this studio. It's right there where you are, and we're going to pray that God just breaks off whatever needs to be broken today, whether it health, whether it be an addiction, whether it be a mindset, a bad attitude, whatever. We're going to pray that off of you today in the name of Jesus. It's 513-749-1444.
Okay, if you want to be blessed, we invite you to turn in to God's Praise with Mary Chenault every Tuesday from 8 to 11 with the best in gospel music and the prayer line. The longer you listen, the more blessed you'll be right here on WAIF 88.3. And did you know you can help save up to 4 lives in less than an hour? You can by donating blood. Start saving lives now by calling Hawksworth Blood Center at 513-451-0910 or www.hawksworth.org. And with Goodwill, when you donate your stuff, you help create jobs. And here's how they do it. When you donate to Goodwill, they sell your stuff to help fund job training programs for people right in the community. So by teaming up and donating to your local Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band?
Okay,
I don't know what about that. Visit online at goodwill.org.
Is that it?
That is it.
Okay.
After guitar, that's it.
I don't know. We're going to get back here. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Kingdom Building right here on WAIF 88.3 FM Cincinnati. So glad that you've tuned in today. And it's been a wonderful first half hour. Actually, man, we're first 40 minutes. This thing's flying by. Okay. But we've been talking about the things that are temporal and the things that are eternal. And we've talked a lot about time because time, everything has an expiration date when you stick to the temporal. If you go to the eternal, there is no expiration date. So, you know, God wants us to live outside of time and space. Well, how do you do that? What's that look like? Well, Colossians 3:2 says, set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. So when we get into those situations, we got to set our mind on things above. What's that mean? That means just concentrating on the Lord. In the end of Thessalonians, I say this a lot, but I just want it to hit home with everybody. It says that, you know, rejoice in the Lord always, pray without ceasing, and thank him in all things. That is the will of God in Christ Jesus. He makes it really easy. So when we get down or we get upset or we start getting angry and you just feel it welling up in yourself, you got to stop.
That's right.
Go within. Take a few seconds. I mean, even those people that are in science, you know, psychology or whatever, they always say, you know, just stop before you open your mouth. But it's a good it's a good spiritual principle to not get angry at people, to not get angry at things, to not get angry at circumstances, because it does no good.
No.
I mean, have you ever, I've been angry
before.
The only
thing it does is get you all fired up.
Exactly. I've been angry before, and I can tell you, but that anger did nothing to solve the problem or fix or help the problem at all.
Yeah.
So don't do it. And I know it's easier said than done, but the whole key is don't have that hair trigger reaction when something doesn't go your way.
Well, you were saying there, Rich, we need to go within. I think there are people out there who are saying to themselves when they hear that, they're saying, I don't know how to do that. Well, the way to do it is to stop.
Yeah.
You know, don't let it get started. Don't let it take that foothold in your life. You know, and I'm not saying it's you can't have situations that are really hard. I mean, you know, sure, I know there are people out listening to the show.
We've all had really
that have had
hard
really hard. You're going through
situations.
Things right now that are really hard.
Our
situations.
Brother called in. He lost his brother. I mean, come on. Does it get any harder than that?
Yeah. So, you know, but what I'm saying is before you start reacting to things, take that moment. Take that just moment to get away. Just find someplace quiet and sit down and say, okay, what do I have to do here? And give it to the Lord and allow him to move in your life. That's what we're saying here. Don't let the things of this earth take over everything that you're going through in your life.
Mike, you've
let
heard
the Lord do it.
Yeah, you've heard the expression, don't overreact.
Yeah.
Well, I say don't react.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
you know what I'm saying?
That's exactly what I'm trying to say.
When you I know it's exactly what you're saying. When you react, guess what? It's probably not going to come out right. When you deal with the situation, it's give you the desires of your heart. So he's put in everybody the desire to know him.
Well, Rich, I've said it many times, and I know you've heard me say it. Before I was saved, I knew of God, but I didn't know God.
Yeah, yeah.
And there is a huge difference.
There is.
It's like turning a light switch off and on.
Yep, there is, Mike. Now, part of this is, of knowing him, is understanding who he is.
That's right.
Okay? Well, let me tell you, there's one God and Father of all. This is Ephesians 4:6, who is above all. And through all, this is really powerful, I'm telling you. Okay, there's one you all. So he's in you. We keep saying that. It says, now unto him. Now, if you understand that part, then you go to back to Ephesians 3:20. It says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. What? We got power working in us? Yes, you have power. You have the power of the Holy Spirit working in you. Didn't Jesus say, and greater things you will do? Didn't Jesus say that when you see him as he is, you're going to be like him? So it's getting an understanding of who he is. Then you can know him better. So if you can go ahead, Mike, and read the Ephesians 1:17-23. And the lines are open at 749-1444 if you'd like to call in. And if you need prayer, we're here to pray with you and bless you in the name of Jesus.
Okay, this is from the NIV. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is like the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and domination, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
Amen, amen, and amen. In the message, Mike, it says, where'd we get that?
I don't know.
That's weird. Okay. In the message, it says, Jesus Christ, God of our Master, Jesus Christ, the God of glory, to make you intelligent and discerning in knowing him. There it is.
Personally.
Yeah, there it is. Personally, your eyes focused, your spiritual eyes we're talking about,
yep.
Your spiritual eyes are focused and clear. Get all the distractions out of the way so you can see clearly. Just like Johnny Nash says, I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Love that song. Man, it's such a spiritual song. Okay, so that you can see exactly what it is he is calling you to do. Grasp the immensity. I told you in the beginning, I left my glasses.
You want me to read it?
Yeah, go ahead. You got it over there?
Grasp the immensity of his glorious way of life he has for Christians. Oh, the utter extravagance of his work in us who trust him, endless energy, boundless strength.
There it is, Mike. There it is. He really, really does make it easy. I think sometimes we try to make it a little more difficult than it needs to be.
Oh, amen to that, brother.
Okay, so James 4, we're talking about the eternal versus the temporal. The temporal, we gave the definition, has an expiration date. The eternal does not. James 4, 14. But you do not know what will happen tomorrow. There's a time limit there. When you say, I'll do this tomorrow, there's a time limit. It's got to be done. When you wake up that day, you've got until the day's over, right? You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
No.
Your life is like a mist, a puff of smoke. You can see it. It appears for a short time, but then it goes away. It vanishes. So instead, you should say, if the Lord wants or wills or wishes, we will live and do this and that. It's him. It's not you. And if that's living in the now. That's living in the now. That's not being bound by the chains of time. Sure. Yes, we still have to go to work. Yes, we still have to pay bills. We have to do all the things. But in our heart, in our mind, we are, in our mind's eye, in our spiritual eyes, we're seeing Jesus high and lifted up.
That's right.
And his train is filling the temple because he is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. It doesn't get any higher than that. It doesn't get any higher. There's no more authority on earth or in heaven or under the earth than Jesus Christ. And what's truly amazing, I'm still just amazed at this, and it's just, I'm like a child in awe to sit there and think that he has equipped us to do the things that he did when he was here on the earth. And we're not to sit there and say, well, we're just this, you know, lowly sinner. No, you're not. You're a son or a daughter of God, and you are a royal priest. You are a reconciler. Go out and start reconciling. You know, reconcile everywhere you go. And, you know, reconciling means something's apart and needs to be brought back together. Right. So let's start reconciling everywhere we go. I hope that this radio broadcast is a broadcast of reconciliation and unity and oneness. That's very important to me, and I know it's important to you,
yeah,
Mike.
Absolutely.
And so we just believe God can do it.
Here, let me read it.
Looking at the seeing of the eye, Mike, it looks like this country, this world has no chance. Looking at it from the spiritual eye of God, when our eye is single on Him, guess what? Things start happening.
Things happen. Hey, I was going to read this before.
Okay.
And this is going back to Ephesians 4. And this is in the Message, and this is 4 through 13. And I really like the Message part of it. It says, you were all called to travel on the same road and in the same direction.
Amen.
So who's all? Everybody.
That's everyone.
All right. Stay together, both outwardly and inwardly. Okay? That means your daily walk and your walk with the Lord. You have one master, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who rules over all works through all and in present in all. All is everything.
All.
It's everything.
It's not 99%, it's 100%.
Everything you are and think and do is permeated with oneness. Yeah. It means God's with it. God is in all of it.
He wants oneness with Him and oneness with everyone else. It says, love the Lord with all your strength, mind, body, soul, whatever. With everything you got, love the Lord and love your neighbor as yourself. We went into all that last week.
Yep, yep. Now listen to the end of it. But that doesn't mean you should all look and speak and act the same.
Yeah,
that means God is moving in every different person.
Yeah, we're different.
Out of the generosity of Christ, each of us is given his own gift.
Wow. Praise the Lord. Good word, Mike. Good word.
You know, we all have a gift from him.
Amen. He says he's already blessed us, past tense, with all spiritual blessings.
Yeah.
If you don't believe me, go to the first chapter of Ephesians. It says it right there.
Yeah.
It's past tense. He's already blessed you. Guess what? You got to find those blessings. It's like an Easter egg hunt. They're out there.
Yeah.
But if you're not going to go looking for them, you're not
going to find them. That's right.
I'm going to read. Not going to get up and dance and praise the Lord, but your attitude is what we're talking about. It says, I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared. Yeah, you know, you're dealing with some stuff, but guess what? Fix your eyes on the comparing part that it's talking about. Compared with the glory, hallelujah, the glory which shall be revealed in us. And you know what? I want to even change that. And you can shout me down, but I want to say it's already being revealed in us.
Oh,
it's not a future tense word. I believe that the glory, he will not give his glory to another. We're not another. He loves us. And, you know, let me just read Romans 13:11. This kind of sums it all up for the hour here, Mike. It says, and that knowing the time that we're in, that now it's high time. It's high time. Remember the old Westerns, it'd be high noon, you know, they'd go out and shoot them up. It's high time, folks, you got to hear this. If you hear nothing else of the whole hour, you got to hear this. It's high time to awake.
Amen to that.
It's high time to awake.
It is time.
Don't get caught up in all the garbage that's going on out there, because you're bigger and better than that, because your God is bigger and better than that. It's high time to awake out of sleep. There's a lot of slumbering going on there.
Amen, there is.
You know, and this may sound silly, but I believe with all my heart, when God put Adam in a deep sleep and took the rib out of Eve, never said he woke him back up. We need to wake up. There's different awakenings, I believe, on this journey. One awakening is the need for a Savior. You were awoken one day, and you believed at that point. How did you believe? Well, God put it in there.
That's right.
You believed that you had a need for a Savior. Well, that was one awakening. I think God gives us multiple awakenings on this journey. Today may be an awakening for someone. Today, it's time to wake up from your slumber. It's not a bad thing that you're in slumber. That's not what we're saying. We're just saying you want to reach higher heights? Wake up.
Wake up.
Get out of bed. Stand up. Confess Jesus and all that he's done for you. And thank him for waking you up today. But it goes on to say, for now is our salvation. And salvation, you know, means many things. It's not just, salvation doesn't mean it's just your ticket into heaven. That's not the only thing it means. Salvation goes on to mean a lot more. It says, nearer than when we believe. Let me read it all again. And that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. Some of you need to be saved from this debilitating disease that maybe you have. Some of you need to be saved from your anger, your bitterness, your unforgiveness, and whatever. Hey, he can save you from all this stuff.
Right.
He's not just the Savior that's going to get you into heaven. And hopefully that is not the only thing you think about. Hopefully you're thinking about how you can help others get that salvation.
That's right.
Not just the ticket to heaven, but a lot more. He has blessed us so much, and that's what grace is, the divine impartation into our heart and the reflection in our life. That's what grace is. He's given you grace. Now go out and give it to everybody you come in contact with.
Pass it on.
Whether they deserve it or not. Guess what? You didn't deserve it, and he gave it to you anyway. Praise the Lord. Woo! All right, we're over time anyway. So
well,
we're
I hope everybody heard that.
We're out of here. So God bless you, Cincinnati brothers and sisters. We love you. We really do. And
we want to
see God's best in all of your lives. So God bless you and have a great rest of the day.
Thanks for our callers.
Yeah, thank you for calling in. What an encouragement to us. We love hearing from you. So we'll see you next Wednesday at 12 noon.